What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, it is NBA Conference Finals time. We have, I think, one really good matchup. The other one is questionable. I think it's just going to depend on if one half of the Conference Finals teams actually kind of shows up and plays the consistent basketball they've been playing. But I think one matchup is much more intriguing than the other. So let's go ahead and start with the Western Conference Finals, since that begins on Tuesday night. We've got the Oklahoma City Thunder going up against the Minnesota Timberwolves, and these are division rivals, so they know each other very, very well. But the thing, though, about Oklahoma City, you know, I said before the playoffs began, they were going to have to prove it to me because, you know, they haven't done anything yet. Yes, they dominated the regular season, but who knew what we were going to get during the postseason? And so far, Oklahoma City has absolutely played the same basketball that they've played all season long. They've been the most consistent team. They've battled through injuries. You know, in the regular season, Chet Holmgren missed some time, and they still were able to manage to be the best team in the league. They were the number one overall seed for a reason. And I mean, they just the most consistent team in basketball all season long. SGA is obviously going to be the MVP. They play great offensively. They play great defensively. They play excellent team ball, and they just look like a championship-level team. Minnesota Timberwolves, on the other hand, can't say anything really bad about them either. I mean, throughout these playoffs, they've played excellent basketball. I mean, you can't even question what they've done so far. They have played great basketball. Anthony Edwards has showed out, as he should, because he's the superstar of the team. So he's stepped up when he's had to. Rudy Gobert has also showed up when he's had to. But the X factor to me, of course, has been Julius Randle. He's been huge in each and every game that they have won. He's been an X factor in it. So I really like what this matchup is going to bring because they know each other very well. But I'm leaning towards Oklahoma City in this matchup simply because Oklahoma City has been the most consistent team all season. They've proven it each and every time. In the regular season, I was questioning them, thinking, are they going to continue to keep winning like they have? And they did. Are they going to be able to get past all the injuries that they had with not only Chet Holmgren, but a few of their other players as well along the way? SGA is pretty much their only main guy who's been playing all season long. At a high level as well. He's pretty much been unstoppable. I don't really know who's going to be able to stop him on the Timberwolves. Yes, the Timberwolves play excellent defense, but it's just Oklahoma City, SGA has just been so, he's just been so unstoppable. That's really just the only word to use. And you really, even in their losses, he still shows out and has a great game. So I don't think anybody's going to be able to stop him, even Julius Randle, who's been playing great. But the thing about the Timberwolves is they also came into the playoffs hot as well. I mean, they were probably the hottest team heading into the playoffs, had a great second half of the season, just really had to find their way at the beginning of the season, especially on the defensive side of the ball. But they've really put it together and really, like I said, have showed out during the postseason. But I just think Oklahoma City has passed the test every time they've been asked to pass the test. And I think they're just going to do it again. They look like they are ready to make a championship run. So I have Oklahoma City winning the Western Conference Finals in six games. Then the Eastern Conference Finals begin on Wednesday night, and that is the New York Knicks versus the Indiana Pacers. Now, this is the matchup I was saying that it's only going to be good if a team shows up, and that is, of course, the Indiana Pacers. Now, they have played great basketball so far in the playoffs. I'm not trying to discredit anything they've done so far. They've been playing probably the best team basketball overall throughout this entire playoffs over every single team so far. So they've looked fantastic. All of their starters have been scoring in double figures. They've been playing great defensively. They've been making the shots when they need to. So they've really stepped it up. But the thing is, are they going to be able to do it against this Knicks team? Because this Knicks team is also coming in hot. First of all, this is the first time that the Knicks have been in the Eastern Conference Finals since the year 2000. So they are ready to go. They are ready to win. They are ready for a championship. That is for damn sure. Jalen Brunson, been playing fantastic basketball, just playing out of his mind, really, and just has been a huge X factor for his team. And Mikal Bridges, he's made some huge plays himself in some pivotal games. And Karl Anthony Towns himself, he's also stepped it up when he's had to. Defensively, this team is probably the best team. Out of all the four teams remaining, the New York Knicks probably played just the best overall defense, and they're really stout, and they also are a team that knows how to overcome deficits, as they did in the previous round where they were down by 20 points on multiple occasions and were able to come back and get the wins in the end. So I just kind of feel like the Knicks, they've also been a team that's been tested throughout the season, and they've passed so far. And I just, like I said, I think they're coming in really hot. They're coming off of I feel like they're just coming in off of a high. And the Pacers, I just don't really see them continuing to play the basketball that they're playing. I'm looking forward to the matchup if they keep playing the way they do. It would be nice to say, hey, this is an old school New York Knicks, Indiana Pacers, Eastern Conference Finals battle, but I don't know if it's going to end up being that. Now, I am going to take the New York Knicks in this matchup, and I'm going to give them six games. I almost took five, but I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give Indiana the benefit of the doubt. I think they are a legit squad, but I just think this is where it ends for them. And I've got the New York Knicks. I just think they've played better defensively, and they're just a better overall team. They've got the superstars, and I just think they're the better team. So I've got the New York Knicks beating the Indiana Pacers in six. So my NBA Finals right now looks like the Oklahoma City Thunder versus the New York Knicks. So we'll see what happens. We still have, obviously, everything begins Tuesday and Wednesday night, so we've got plenty of basketball to go until we get to the NBA Finals. But that's how I think it is going to shake down when we get to the NBA Finals. Moving on to baseball and my top 10 MLB power rankings for this week, we have us a new number one. The first team in the league to hit 30 wins on the season. As a matter of fact, they are at 31 wins. That is the Detroit Tigers. I told you to watch out for this team at the beginning of the season. This is the team that I have going to the World Series, as a matter of fact. Or did I? They're either in the ALDS or the ALCS, or they go to the World Series. I'm pretty sure I picked them to go to the World Series. Regardless, I've got them going far in the playoffs, so I'm not shocked that they're number one, but they are just playing excellent baseball. And like I said, first team to hit 30 wins on the season. And they are 31-16 on the regular season so far, 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Boston Red Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays. As a matter of fact, with the Red Sox, they swept right on through the Red Sox. They've just been playing excellent baseball just on every level, with their pitching, with their bullpen, with defensively, and then, of course, offensively. Spencer Torkelson having a phenomenal year with 12 home runs, 38 RBI. Riley Green is having a fantastic year, batting a .275 with 11 home runs and 30 RBI. And this team is just hot. They play everybody well. It doesn't matter if it's a division opponent, if it's the worst team in the league, or if it's the best team in the league. They come and bring it at each and every game, and they seem to be getting better as the season wears on, and we are only in May. Then at number two on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Los Angeles Dodgers. Overall record of 29-18. They are 4-6 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the A's, but got swept this weekend by the Los Angeles Angels, which was pretty hilarious. But even so, they are still they are first in the league with 272 runs. So it's not like they're having any issues scoring any runs on the season. As a matter of fact, they scored 19 on the A's earlier in the week, but they just laid a complete egg against the Los Angeles Angels over the weekend. But Freddie Freeman is having a fantastic year himself. He kind of started off slow because, you know, he was injured, but now he is on fire, batting a .371, which is just behind Aaron Judge for the batting average right now, and 9 home runs and 34 RBI. So Freddie Freeman is starting to get going, and that says a lot for the Dodgers because they've already got a ton of offense, and now you got Freddie Freeman back to at the level he's used to playing. And at number three on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the New York Yankees, overall record of 27-19. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Seattle Mariners in a close matchup. It was pretty much a crazy game in all three matchups between them. Came down to the end in a lot of them. And then, of course, they took the series over the New York Mets as well over the weekend. And, of course, it's just all about Aaron Judge continuing his monster season yet again. It feels like every year is a monster season for him, and he just gets gets better. For once, he's not leading the league in every hitting category, but still, he's right up at the top, and he's probably going to be up at the top all season long. But right now, he leads the league with a batting average of 401, so still in that 400 area. 15 home runs, which is second place for him. He's actually tied at second place behind Shohei Ohtani, who took the lead with 16 home runs. And then 41 RBI, which is second place as well behind Wilmer Flores of the San Francisco Giants, which I cannot believe he's got 42 RBI on the season. So, yeah, Aaron Judge, you know, continuing his monster year. But guy who's actually starting to really heat up right now is Cody Bellinger. He had a huge grand slam in last night's game against the New York Mets. But it's not just last night's game. He's really been starting to get going the last couple of weeks. And once this guy gets hot, you really got to watch it. Offensively, the Yankees are really having zero issues right now. It's still the pitching is probably their most inconsistent thing about them is their bullpen for sure. But some of their starters get blown up as well. But the hitting, no issues there. Then at number four in my top 10 MLB power rankings this week, fallen a little bit, the New York Mets, overall record of 29-18. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Pittsburgh Pirates, but lost the series to the New York Yankees. I mean, really, though, even though they lost the series to the Yankees, they're still having a great year, especially on the pitching side of things. I mean, both of their pitchers, Holmes and Canning, have 5 wins on the season, and they've just got a lot of depth at the starting pitching position. Pretty much all their guys are pitching out of their minds right now. And, you know, Soto, he's still cold. Pete Alonso, still hot. But I haven't really discussed Francisco Lindor much this season, but he's starting to get going himself. He's batting a 283 with 9 home runs on the season and 28 RBI. So he's starting to get going. Even though the Mets lost to the Yankees, that's just one series. They still are playing fantastic baseball and still one of the top teams in the league. Then at number 5 on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Philadelphia Phillies. Overall record of 28-18. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost a series to the St. Louis Cardinals, who are shockingly the hottest team in the league right now. Them and the Minnesota Twins, two of the hottest teams in the league. Who would have thought? But the Phillies lost a series to the St. Louis Cardinals, but then they picked it back up against the Pittsburgh Pirates. They did lose Aaron Nola. He went on the injured list earlier in the week, so they're going to be without him for a while. But they did just call up starting pitcher Mick Abel in his place. And in his first start, he actually had a great start. He went 6 scoreless innings with 9 strikeouts and no walks, just having a phenomenal start. So if he continues that, that is going to be a great fill-in while Nola is out on the injured list. Then at number 6 on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the Chicago Cubs, overall record of 28-19. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Miami Marlins and obliterated the Chicago White Sox. And Pete Crow Armstrong, he is right up there with Aaron Judge right now. That's what kind of a season Pete Crow Armstrong is having right now. I mean, who would have thought this is who we'd be talking about with the Chicago Cubs, because they've got a lot of offensive firepower throughout their lineup. But this guy, Crow Armstrong, he has come right up and he has taken over. He's batting a 290 with 12 home runs and 38 RBI. Kind of feels like every single week he makes the big play to get the Chicago Cubs a win. And the Cubs are right behind the Dodgers in runs as well. So, I mean, they still hover up. They've been in first place for the majority of the time and then kind of fell back for the last couple of weeks, but they still are in second place and still right up there. And even though they're missing a good chunk of their starting pitchers, they're still playing fantastic baseball and having zero issues scoring runs. Then at number 7 on my top 10 MLB power rankings, the San Francisco Giants. Overall record of 28-19, 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost a series to the Arizona Diamondbacks, but took the series over the A's. It's really shocking, like I said, about Wilmer Flores. He's leading the league right now in RBI with 42 RBI, 10 home runs, and batting a 258. He's actually having the best season of his career, and he's been in the league for like 10, 11 years. So he's just gone off. I mean, he's had multiple games where he's had the game winner. As a matter of fact, he had a huge grand slam over the weekend. Not a grand slam. He had a 3 home run game. He did have a grand slam earlier in the season. But yeah, he's just been making the big plays. It's just been crazy to watch him. Another guy who's been having a great season is is Elliot Ramos. He's batting a .293 with 8 home runs and 24 RBI. So offensively, the San Francisco Giants are having zero issues themselves. It kind of feels like they're in each and every game. They're the heart attack kids basically in every game so far this season. It just kind of feels like it comes down to the ninth inning every game. And I mean, sometimes it's a good thing, sometimes it's a bad thing. But so far, it's actually been a pretty surprisingly good season from the Giants, and they keep it up. And like I said, Wilmer Flores has probably been the biggest surprise of them all. Then at number 8 on my top 10 MLB power rankings, another National League West team, and that is the San Diego Padres. They are 27-18 on the season, 4-6 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Los Angeles Angels, but got swept by the Seattle Mariners over the weekend. Not a very good showing from them, but hey, that's going to happen. But the dude who's still having a great season is Fernando Tatis, batting a .304 with 12 home runs, 27 RBI, and this Padres team is getting a lot of firepower offensively as well. Jackson Merrill is back, and he's been on fire since he got back from the injured list, so you really got to watch out for this team. Their closer actually leads the league with saves right now. So the Padres really putting it together, and they actually have a couple of guys on the injured list who are great starting pitchers who still are going to show up at some point in this season. So the Padres are probably going to get better as the season wears on. And then at number 9 on my top 10 MLB power rankings, another National League West team. Basically, everybody in the National League West is great except the Colorado Rockies. The Rockies are so fucking pathetic this year. You know, the Dodgers, Giants, the Padres, and the Diamondbacks, all four of them, all have over 20 wins, all are playing great, and all, at this point, look like they're going to be battling it out for this division as the season goes on, and the Diamondbacks are one of them. As a matter of fact, I kind of feel like the Diamondbacks are really starting to heat up and might be a team you want to look out for. Right now, they're 25-22 on the season and 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the San Francisco Giants and murdered the Colorado Rockies. Kelly, their pitcher, he's the guy right now. He's got 5 wins on the season with 3.26 ERA and 52 strikeouts on the year, and he's just getting better as it goes on. And you would just think, oh, really? He's the one who's leading the starting pitching on this one, because it's usually Zach Gallen, and then of course they picked up Corbin Burns, and those two, they're still finding their way, if you will. But it's really been all about Kelly, and Fott, the other guy, is of their starting pitcher as well. He's got 6 wins on the season with the 3.73 ERA and 44 strikeouts. So these guys, they're really taking it over for them. And then Corbin Carroll, oh my God, he is having a fantastic year himself. He had a down year last year after his Rookie of the Year season, but this year he is back at it. He is right up at the top of the league with his RBI and home run as well. This is just a very hot Diamondbacks team. They're young, and they've got a lot of offensive firepower, and the starting pitching, if Gallen and Burns are able to find their way towards the end of the season, this is going to be a really good team if they end up making the playoffs. And they're going to be really difficult to beat in like a 7-game series because of the depth that they may have at the starting pitching position. And then rounding out the top 10 MLB power rankings this week of the Seattle Mariners, overall record of 26-19. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost the series to the New York Yankees, but swept the San Diego Padres. Brian Wu is having a fantastic year at the starting pitcher position. He's got 5 wins on the season with a .265 ERA and 55 strikeouts. And then Cal Raleigh continues his great season as well with a .247 ERA, 15 home runs, and 32 RBI. And this Seattle Mariners team continues to, they're at the top of their division. I mean, who would have thought in the division that they're in with the Rangers and the Astros, who would have thought that the Mariners would be dominating this one? But they absolutely are. And we'll see how long it lasts. It's probably going to be a battle to the end. But the Seattle Mariners, they look really solid with the starting pitching and offensively and defensively. All right, y'all, enjoy the rest of the week of sports, and I will talk to you fools on Friday.